Well, good morning to you, or whatever time it is that you happen to click on to this message. I think, Lord willing, it's going to be a good one. I've been spending time in the Psalms, and it's a good place to be. One of my favorite, one that has for at least 35 years has encouraged me, strengthened my faith. I believe with all my heart it is a psalm for every man or woman of God. I want you to open your Bibles, and I hope that you would have a pen, and I want you to mark up your Bibles where you think it's a place that you should dwell on. Open your Bibles to Psalm 118, and it begins, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy," King James reads, "endureth forever." The word is Le'olam in the Hebrew. It means into the eternities. Give thanks. It says, let Israel, that is God governed, now say that his mercy into the eternities. Let the house of Aaron, that is the priest, that is truly the gifts of God to men. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy is into the eternities. Well, you say, you know, is this exclusive to Israel and to the house of Aaron? No, let's read on. It says, let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy into the eternities. This word being translated in the King James, let them now that fear, you know, it just doesn't effectively communicate, because in it one might have the idea of being afraid. This word is yare in the Hebrew, and the essence of it is in that relationship with God, it is one who reverences the Lord, who really desires to please the Lord. Scripture is very clear. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. I called upon the Lord out of distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The picture is one of space. It's one of freedom. The New Testament tells us, Jesus said, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. It says in the sixth verse, the Lord is on my side. Alternative translation, the Lord's for me. Can you all grasp that concept? Today I can, and I hope you can too. The Lord is for me. I will not fear what can man do unto me? This verse is quoted in the New Testament in the 13th chapter of the book of Hebrews, the 6th verse, it says, speaking, this can be repeated in this psalm that we're looking at, but it says, the 5th verse ends by saying, God speaking, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. That's the name of Jesus Christ. And I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Now this word, fear, is a different spelling in the Hebrew. And it's more like, rather than yare, it's more like ire, and it means to terrify, to frighten. The word in Hebrews is phobio, like we get our word phobia. I hope you can grasp that. It means to be seized with alarm. It's much different than that word yare, which speaks of reverence, of the relationship where we hold God in esteem and do desire to please him. The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Listen, you participants of the God School, here's a promise. As you participate, not only in giving, but in your comments, the Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Goes on to say, there's a time coming when I shall see my desire upon them that hate me. Verse 8. I find it astounding, the placement of this particular verse. I don't worship the Bible, but I'd have you understand something, that this verse 8 of Psalm 118 is the center verse of the Bible. And God, from start to finish, says, is saying one thing, that he's looking for those who will trust him. And this verse 8 says, it's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Be Adama is the Hebrew word being translated man here. It is that which is created, not the creator. It is better to trust in the Lord, who is the creator, rather than in his creation. What we see in our very existence, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. Than to put confidence in generous people, in magnanimous people, in people who seem to be somewhat, yet nonetheless, we are his creation. It's better to trust in the Creator, in our Creator, than in that which is created. Now, look, here's a guy, he's proclaiming, the Lord takes his part, the Lord's mercy endures forever. He's making a public testimony. Here's what he gets. He doesn't get a flying carpet to heaven. He doesn't get, you know, streets paved with gold. He doesn't get Lord, help me communicate this. He gets a lot of things, but it's not necessarily going to be manifest in this life. He does get the Lord. We'll find that out in a minute. But here's what he gets. All nations compass me about. Current times. Truth is that which endures. He's just given his testimony. All nations compass me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They compass me about. They compass me about. But in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They compass me about like bees. You ever been around a swarm of bees? But here's their end. They are quenched as thorns. For in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. You know, so it says in the 10th verse, in the 11th verse, and now here in the 12th verse, three times, it gives a translation, destroy. The word in the Hebrew is to circumcise or to cut short. Cut short. Verse 13, thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall. Who is that? That's the devil. Fall from what? Fall from faith. The God of this world will use circumstance anytime he can in order to shake our faith. But it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in circumstance. Thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall, but the Lord help me. Jesus is his name, God our helper. The Lord is my strength and my song. And is become this day my salvation. Yeshua, Jesus, the voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. That picture of Christianity, wherefore faith God puts his life in us. And therefore, the voice of rejoicing is in the tabernacles or the house of the righteous. That wonderful gift of the righteousness of God is what's being talked about here. It says, the right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. So we've come across this word valiantly twice. The word in the Hebrew is kail. And if you haven't been with us before or you forgot about it, you know, it says, speaking of the man or woman having this relationship with God, in the 84th Psalm, it says, blessed is the man whose strength is in the Lord, in whose heart are the ways of him. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee and in whose heart are the ways of thee. It goes on that that word in the fifth verse is ooze or oz. In the seventh verse, it says, they go, these kind go from strength to strength. This word now, not oz, it's kail, and it speaks of armies of help. Of armies of help. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. Who is at the right hand of the Lord? It is our Lord Jesus Christ, who sat down of the at the right hand of the Majesty on high. Whoever liveth to make intercession, to cause us to come into the full purpose of what God intended for man. And he does that by and through Jesus Christ. He does that to the ones faithing, to the ones grabbing hold of his promises, to the ones trusting him. That which is gone before the next verse doesn't seem like a real good experience. Nations compass me, they compass me about like bees. The devil thrusts sore at us that we might fall, but the Lord helped us, Jesus Christ. What's the response? 17, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Salvation is a work of God, not of man. Grace, unmerited favor, are we the recipients of? This is God's work. He is, as he says over and over, our Savior, our Redeemer. You know, the Lord is chasing me sore. Hey, look what this guy's gone through. Nations compass about like bees? The devil, the god of this world, thrust? But greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. The Lord has chastened me sore. I don't know what your testimony is. I can tell you, the Lord has chastened me sore. But what does it say in Hebrews? For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom he receives. The word, it says, that's Hebrews 12:6. It says in 12:5, my son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. That's training. We're in training for eternity. We're in training where God's mercy, God's grace is into eternity. The Lord has chastened me sore, but he has not given me over unto death. I'm still here, folks. You're still here, folks. I'm speaking your hearing, God willing. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go in unto them, and I will praise the Lord. This gate of the Lord, into which the righteous shall enter. Jesus said, I'm the door. I'm the way. We rely not on our righteousness, but on the promise of God that for faith he gives us his righteousness. I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me and art become my salvation. God is that. The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. All the book witnesses to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. He's the stone, the chief cornerstone, that which holds everything together, Jesus Christ. This is the Lord's doing. This is God doing it. It is better to trust in the Lord than anything else. This is the Lord's doing. It's marvelous in our eyes. This is the day, can be, should be every day. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now is a good prayer to start the day. I beseech thee, O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Oh, that's one that, you know, those who teach heaven on earth can grab hold of and say, look, see what it says? Send now prosperity. Oh, prosperity has come. Oh, God is on my side. Oh, look at what God has done for me. Well, this word speaks of success. It speaks of continuing, being able to continue on the journey. The Christian is on his way or her way to heaven. And that the Lord, having helped us, will prosper our journey to it. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of God. The house of God. The house of the Lord is where you get your teaching. I hope you're being blessed today. I hope you're hearing the good word of God. Eulogesos is the phrase in the New Testament. The good speaking God. God is the Lord, which has showed us light Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. Psalmist is bringing to a close this picture of the journey of a Christian, of the declaration of where our salvation comes from. And he says, and he starts talking about giving, bind the sacrifice with cords, even under the horns of the altar. And he concludes, thou art my God, and I will praise thee. My God, I will exalt thee. Oh, and he ends the way he began. Here's the start and the finish. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. For he is good, and his mercy is into eternity. And that's the God School for today.